listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
The most happy and blessed Saturday to you that I've ever brought. This is Landon coming at you from Lifeline, live in the studio. I love you. Wake up! Hey, get your coffee going, whatever you got to do. Listen, call some. I don't care if you wake your dog up and say, man, come here, Fido. You got to listen to this with me. Get somebody. I mean, if each person would just call one person or wake somebody up and say, man, just listen to this with me. Partner up with me and listen to this guy this morning. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to talk about the kingdom of heaven. We don't even know what that really is, I don't think. And that's the problem. We're missing out on living in that kingdom where we have the protection and the comfort and the peace and the joy and the love, and we have God fighting our battles for us. Nobody even knows about that today. We're going through hell on earth, literally. The devil is just running rampant in people's lives. And there's a kingdom that you can live in that'll stop all that foolishness, and we don't have kingdom awareness at all. At all. I'm just going to put it to you straight this morning. Listen, I do love you very much. I'm going to talk to you really bold this morning, so just be ready. I'm not trying to step on any toes, not trying to hurt any feelings, but I got to preach this thing. I mean, you can sugarcoat stuff, you can cotton candy stuff, you can give people what they want to hear to tickle their ears, and all that stuff's good, and that's what's going on. There's too much of that. Somebody has to be responsible for the truth. You know what? I'll do it. I'll be responsible to bring you the real truth out of this Word of God, out of this constitution from the kingdom. You need to know what your Bible says. And I know for sure very few people are spending time and meditating in that word day and night like it tells you to do. Without doing that, you'll never have full understanding of the constitution of the kingdom. Again, good morning. Good morning. I'm not trying to ride you, man. I'm trying to love you. And by love, I'm going to bring you the truth, okay? I'm going to give you some phone numbers to call here. I'm going to give you a web address to get in touch with us. And right now, wherever, if you have friends in Canada, if you have friends in New York, if you have friends in New Jersey, Connecticut, wherever, the Bahamas, just call them real quick and say, listen, man, get up, turn on your laptop, go to WCNO. That's WCNO.com. That's it. WCNO.com, the official site comes up, bam. Click live broadcast, and you are in this broadcast right now. You're partnering with us in this broadcast right now. We're all together. We're coming together in one spirit, united in the name of Jesus, and learning about his ways, advancing his kingdom. We got to get the kingdom back in this earth. Okay, WCNO.com. If you miss it during the week, same thing. Just on the left side, click on demand. Bam, on demand, calendar pops up. Hey, pick today. Pick Saturday morning at 8:30. That's all. When the calendar pops up, go to Saturday morning at 8:30. I don't care which one. This one or whatever ones you want. We've been on for a long time. The phone number here, because as I'm giving this broadcast, the real purpose, the reason it's called Lifeline, we're trying to give you life. We're trying to give you life. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Not turmoil, not brokenness, not sickness, not disease. Abundant life. I want to offer it to you. So I'm going to give you a line. The phone is actually a line. I'm going to give you some phone lines. You can call in, and I want to give you life in Christ. Okay? Here's the deal. If you've not been converted, in other words, if you haven't turned from living by what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and you're in charge, and I'm the God of my world, and can't nobody tell me nothing. If that's you, you need to be converted. The only thing converted means, people got in hold of that, some weird people converted some weird stuff and killed people and all that. Some people think converted, I don't want to be like, you know, Jim Jones or the Texas stories. Or No. It means just do a 180. Turn around from what you're doing and how you're living and say, you know what, I am tired of this, man. I'm going to do a 180 and I'm going to walk the righteous way. I'm going to walk with God. I'm tired of fighting against God. Hey, let me tell you something. The dumbest battle you can do, the for sure loss of victory is when you decide I'm going to fight against God. If you're going to fight against somebody, don't fight against God. That's the wrong one to mess with, okay? You cannot win, and you'll finally, hopefully, finally, you'll get wore out so much that you're like, you know what? I do need to be converted. I need to turn from the way I've been doing things and turn towards Jesus and do it the way that he says and see if this thing really works or not. I need to be born again. You know you can't be born in the flesh again. So it's got to be a spiritual birth. All right, Jesus told Nicodemus, he was a ruler of the Jews. I mean, we're talking top of the hierarchy as far as Jewish law and as far as how they looked at him. He said, listen, Nicodemus, unless you be born naturally, and then the second time of the Spirit, you can't even see the kingdom of heaven. So if you haven't done that, I'm going to teach about the kingdom of heaven this morning. You're not going to be able to follow me because you haven't been born of the Spirit. That's exactly what he said. You can look this up for yourself. It's in John chapter 3. He said, listen here. If a man has not been born from his mother and then of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He can't have any knowledge of it. He can't have any understanding of it. So you need to be born of God a second time. All that is coming to him as a child and saying, Father God, I'm done. I'm done. I release this flesh. I lay it down and I need to be born again on the inside. We're not talking about your physical appearance. We're talking about what makes you function, your internal mechanisms. God, I need you to come in me. Jesus, I need you to fill me with your Spirit. I need to release my selfish ways, my lustful desires, and I need you to come in and just let me be born again. Give me a fresh start. I understand that being born again means I'll come out like an infant. I'll nurse from the bottle until I can walk, until I can run. So you can't be born again and all of a sudden you're a genius on God's principles. You're the man that knows it all about the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't work that way. You come to him as a little child and you say, okay, Daddy, all right, I've accepted what you've done. I believe that when I call upon your name, Jesus said, listen, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That scripture right there tells you whosoever, that means there's none exempt. I don't care if you're laying in a ditch half drunk, listen to me. He says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's Jesus Christ, shall be saved. It's a promise. So you say, Jesus, come into me right now. Please save me from myself. Saved means healed, delivered, made whole, free from all oppression, disease, and things that come against you. That's exactly what that really means when you look that up. It means he really does save you, mainly from yourself. So anyway, if that's you, you need to say that prayer. But during this broadcast, if the Spirit comes upon you, if that tug comes on your heart, man, don't deny it. That's the most important thing you ever do. Like I said last week, I'll tell you what I'd do if I wasn't saved. Honestly, if I wasn't saved, I'd get saved. That's what I'd do. If I was not saved, I wouldn't wait another second. I would get saved. And you can do that. Just call here, say, Landon, I'm ready. I am. You know, I finally come to myself. I want to be a part of Jesus. I want Jesus to be a part of me. I want to invite him in my life so that from the inside out, I can be transformed into a new person. I want to be a new creation in Christ. 221-1100. Just pick up that phone and go 221-1100. Very easy. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Very, very easy. A kingdom is a vast rule and reign. It's a realm. So it's a huge thing. A kingdom is a rule and a reign governed by a king. Now we all know enough of scripture probably to know that scripture says Jesus is the King of Kings. So we're not just talking about you're going to go to the king of some vast country or whatever the case is. You're going to go to the king that controls the king of these kingdoms. You see what I mean? He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. So when we talk about this kingdom this morning, keep in mind, we're talking about the actual kingdom that governs everything. This kingdom that you can't see with your natural eye governs what you can see. Let me go ahead and say that. What I'm talking about this morning, the spiritual force of God Almighty governs what you can see. What you can't see is what's controlling what you're dealing with. But instead, you're trying to deal with what you see. You see that? That does not work. Deal with the force that controls what happens and you can get some results. This kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm going to offer it to you now. Father God, we just want to take a second and come to you in prayer. We need your help, Lord. We need your help. The enemy does not want a teaching like this going out. He always attacks these teachings because if people get their hands on and get their minds wrapped around, there's a kingdom. There's a vast expansion of angelic hosts watching over me, ready to perform anything that I decree from the mandates of the king, found in scripture now, that the kingdom of heaven, the angelic host, have my back. When you get a hold of that, the devil's finished. So, Father, we ask your just open our ears this morning, open our hearts this morning, lay down our flesh, lay down our thoughts, quiet our busy minds. You said you come to peace. You're the Prince of Peace. Give it to us now. Prince of Peace, give us peace that we may be calm, that we may be able to hear your word and focus on what's going on with your kingdom. We need you, O King Jesus, this morning. And I pray that in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you. Holy Spirit, have thy way with my tongue this day. Let this word come forth unhindered, unchecked from any outside source. Let nothing come against these radio waves. And let the people's hearts receive from you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah, we're going to start there. Chapter 9, we're going to go to verse 6 and 7. It says, for unto us a child is born. Excuse me one second. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. This is Jesus. The government shall be upon his shoulder. We're obviously not talking about the natural government. We're talking about he's going to govern the kingdom of heaven. Now that government can control all other governments. Remember, he is the King of Kings. So for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. If I'm going to get counseled, I want it to come from the Wonderful Counselor. Are you with me? The Mighty God. Let me say that again. His name, this child who's born, Jesus Christ, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. His name shall be called The Mighty God. Look this up, Isaiah 9, verse 6. The Everlasting Father. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and the increase of his peace, there shall be no end. No end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. Ready? This is what he does. He orders this kingdom now to establish it for you and I with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. Ready? The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God's got your back. The zeal of the Lord of hosts, the angelic host, the heavenly realm, the army of the Lord encamps around those who love him. So the army of the Lord will see to it that these words in this book, this decree from the king in Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7 will be carried out, will come forth. What can come against it? Nothing. Nothing. You need to hear this morning. Whatever you're dealing with and however you're dealing with it, if you're not dealing with it this way, if you're not coming to the Mighty Counselor, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace for your answers, for your help, so that the zeal of the Lord of hosts can perform it, then you're going about it the wrong way. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, he says here, upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment, which is the verdict or the divine law. God's judgment is the final verdict or the divine law. He's going to order it with judgment and with justice. Justice is rightness or righteousness. See, that's where we've got to get to. We've got to get to where we start following the decree of the king so that we are walking righteous, because once you start walking in righteous, eventually you'll become his righteousness of God in Christ. When you start living that righteousness of God in Christ, it will start to subdue your subconscious mind from your past life and the unrighteous way you were living. The problem with us pressing into the kingdom today, all right, let me just give you the number one problem, I think, is we don't walk long enough and continue long enough in the righteousness of God. The Bible says the righteousness of God is found in Christ. Again, if I wasn't born again, I would get born again. Why? So I can be in Christ. Because if I'm in Christ, then the righteousness of God can control me and can sustain me and can guide my every step. Now, once this righteousness of God in Christ controls me by this kingdom and starts to guide my every single step, eventually I keep walking in righteousness, in righteousness, in righteousness, in righteousness by Christ. Now, this is not self-righteousness. This is his righteousness given unto you with the army of the Lord encamped around you to help carry it out. As you walk this thing out, what happens is you start to realize, man, God's righteousness is powerful. It has sustained me. It has carried me. The longer you walk in the army of the Lord, the longer you walk in his kingdom, the more your subconscious mind gets freed and totally forgets the things of your past. The problem with us now, one day we're on fire for God, one day we're out here doing sin. One day we're on fire for God, one day we're gossiping at work. One day we're on fire for God, one day we're coming home and telling our whole family about every stupid thing and everybody, that person's so dumb at work, I can't believe they're so stupid. I can't believe they said this, I can't believe they did that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You need to become the righteousness of God in Christ. The longer you stay there and you learn, you get in your Bible. This Bible is the actual decrees of the Lord. It's the constitution of the kingdom of heaven. The longer you get in here and stay in this constitution and you renew your mind, you transform your mind by the renewing of this word, this exact scripture, everything it says, you meditate. The Bible says, blessed is the man that meditates therein day and night. He shall become like a tree by the waters. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he or she does shall prosper. The longer you stay there, your subconscious mind, when you get into a battle, when you need to call upon the Lord, when you need to take the kingdom of heaven within you and release it out of your lips, you no longer, the devil can't come to you and go, whoa, 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 who are you talking like that, man? Just last week you was down here sinning. No, it doesn't work that way. You've walked in the righteousness of God. You walked in right standings with your God for long enough that you know better. You go, devil, man, I ain't sinned in 10 years. Don't even try me like that. I'm all on board with God. I do what he says. I decree what he says. The longer you stay here in this kingdom, the more you'll start to advance it in your life. The more you advance in your life, the more your subconscious mind gets shut down from your past. The more that happens, the stronger your prayer life gets. You see that? You can't live, you can't be in the church one Sunday, tithing and doing the right thing, but yet outside of the church, you don't even speak to your own children. Well, I can't stand my son. I wouldn't talk to my daughter, she's a floozy. You can't live like that. You can't be on both sides of this fence. You got to get in the kingdom and get trained up by the king. If you want to inherit the things of the kingdom, you have to walk righteous. You'll only be the righteousness of God in Christ. You can't be it in yourself. Now, when things come upon you, you're totally perplexed, totally puzzled, and you don't understand why. Let me tell you something about what I just said. The Bible says, okay, and I don't know how I got off on this. I think the Spirit's doing it now, but it talks about forgiveness, which is not what I was going to talk about, but this is God's thing, not mine. I do whatever the king tells me. He says, forgive, and it shall be forgiven unto you. Okay, he says, but if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you yours. So if you're one of those people who's got bitterness, resentment, and you're harboring all this in your heart towards other people, towards family members, towards your children, towards your spouse, man, you better let that stuff go now. You better get on the phone. As soon as I get off this microphone, you better get on that phone and you better swallow your pride and you better be calling people right and left, your sons and your daughters, and you better be telling them, hey, man, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I don't care if you think you're right or wrong. It doesn't matter. Jesus said, if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you yours. Now, if you want to get up out of your situation, I suggest you get in this book called the Bible, and I suggest you read it word upon word, line upon line. Stop taking my advice. Don't take what the preacher tells you. How do you know he's telling you right? How do you know he studied it himself? How do you know that he's meditated in this word day and night? so that he can have understanding. How do you know that the spirit controls his mind, not his intellect? You need to get in here for yourself. You need to learn every single line in this Bible. You need to study it day and night. You cannot declare the decrees of the kingdom if you've not read the constitution thereof. It's that simple. So anyway, back to my kingdom teaching. God wanted me to bring that forth for you this morning, and you need to hear that. You need to hear that. If you need raised up off a bed of sickness, if you need your business to come back around, if you need your marriage to be touched, you'd better get in there, and you'd better get on that phone, and you better find the verses about forgiveness. Look them up. Look them up. It's easy today. You have a computer. You can look up anything. Look up forgiveness in the Bible. Go to each verse and read up on it and exercise it, and then see if your Father doesn't forgive you. Man, it'll change your world. Real quick, we're going to roll through some scriptures here, okay? Matthew 6:33. Remember, we're talking about the kingdom now. God just had me sidetrack on that for some reason. The kingdom. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. What is that? I just told you. Read your Bible. Get in this Bible. This is the constitution of the kingdom. Listen, if you ask, people have divided God. God is so divided, it's pathetic. We got the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all these different things. We're not supposed to be divided. Jesus teaches the doctrine of the kingdom. The Bible says, after John the Baptist, who came, who was the forerunner, right? Jesus come doing what? Preaching the kingdom, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now notice after that it says, and then he healed the sick. Why? Because he brought the kingdom in. You can't exercise anything, healing sick or anything else, until the kingdom is present. The kingdom of heaven has to be at hand for things to take place, for miracles to take place, for prayers to get answered. People are throwing up prayers and they're not in the kingdom. When you're in the kingdom, then you'll have the heavenly host, all the angelic host, the army of the Lord camps about you, camps around you. That's when your prayers get answered. So he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We just talked about that. You got to be in right standings with God and you need to stay there. You need to maintain that. I don't care what it takes. If you got to tie yourself home for a month so you don't go out and do something wrong, do it. You got to learn to stay in right standing with God. The longer you stay in his righteousness, the further away the desire to sin or the thoughts of the things you've done in the past go from you. Now you're built up in an area where your prayers have power. Seek ye first this Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the constitution of the king and his right standings and his truth, and all these things you're worrying about will be added unto you. And then the next verse says, stay out of your head. That's what it says. Verse 34 says, stay out of your head. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. He says, it is plenty sufficient today. The evil thereof that comes at you is very sufficient today. So he says, so you go back to 33, verse 33, and you seek you first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Stay out of your heads, what verse 34 says. Now listen, like I said, from this time now, Jesus came preaching, and what did he preach? That's what you got to look at. We're preaching all kinds of different doctrine. And the thing is, if you go to, let's say, a Baptist, you say, hey, what are your bylaws? What exactly are the bylaws of the Baptist church? They'll have no idea. I don't know. Go to a Methodist. Hey, what are the Methodist bylaws? No idea. That's the problem today. It doesn't matter. We've divided and we're teaching things and we're living under a bylaw that we don't even know what it is. Jesus came. He didn't preach denomination. Jesus did not preach denomination one second. Matter of fact, he preached and he opposed that. He said a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And you wonder why the church has no power today. You wonder why miracles are not taking place in there. You wonder why people aren't getting set free. People aren't getting made free. People aren't getting healed. Okay? Because he preached the gospel of the kingdom and he told us to do the same. He said, go you into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And don't you dare divide it. Listen, don't get mad at me for preaching the truth now. I'm not coming down on any of you that I just mentioned. I love every one of you. Somebody has to come bold and preach the truth. All right? Now, if you want to be a part of this kingdom, 221-1100. I'm giving you the opportunity. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. So Jesus preached it. Not only did he preach it, he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's near and it is approachable. Let's look at Matthew 13:19. Okay? Flip over with me to Matthew 13:19. We're going to look at that real quick. Matthew 13:19 says this. It says, when anyone heard the word of the kingdom and they don't understand it, then cometh the wicked one and catch away that which was sown in their heart. That's what it says. When you hear the word of this kingdom and you don't understand what it's talking about, Satan comes immediately and tries to steal it. That right there tells me a lot. Why would he want to do that? Why would he want to steal the word of the kingdom? Because if you get a hold of this and you become kingdom minded and you're aware of Jesus all the time and you're aware of the heavenly host having your back all the time, he is finished. You want Satan done with your life? You call here and you get on board with Jesus this morning and you get transformed into this kingdom and you'll no longer have to deal with that sorry old devil. I'm just telling you how it is, man. I'm going to preach this truth to you no matter what. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning, Landon. I am absolutely anointed by the Lord, but I have a tremendous prayer request, Landon.
Let's go.
I love you and your dad.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. My husband has congestive heart failure, and he took off for Fancy Gap. I'm down here in Stuart, Florida. Mm-hmm. And he's up there, Landon. He's not doing good. And I need to get him home somehow. I haven't got the strength to drive. I'm believing God's going to touch him. He's an evangelist. He's been a soul winner in New York in the Bowery for years. The man was one of the greatest soul winners in New York.
All right.
I need prayer. I need
let's
to
get to
he's
it.
Not going to have a premature death, Landon. And, honey, you got the faith, and I will send an offering. Just not to buy the prayer, but to bless you and your dad, because you so deserve it. And I would pray that everybody that hears these two would honor the men of God. It breaks my heart that you have to even ask. So, my husband's name is Lee.
Okay.
I need a miracle for Lee, Landon.
Let's get to it. Let's get to it right now. Let's just go right to the kingdom business. This is what this teaching's about. It's about going to that kingdom, the army of the Lord having your back. Father God, we come to you this morning on behalf of Lee. There is no reason a man of God should be smitten or afflicted by anything when the army of the Lord encamps about those that love him. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added to you. Jesus, you said yourself, you come. You said, I come. The reason I came and brought this kingdom is so you can have life, and you can have life more abundantly. Death is not in your sentence. Man was supposed to be restored back to the Edom mandate when he accepts you and you come in, a new life comes in. The kingdom of heaven comes in us. You said the kingdom of heaven is within you. Inside that kingdom is the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, happiness, life. Okay? So we're going to cleave to the kingdom this morning and we're going to ask you, the King who rules and reigns all things and delivers us from our sickness and disease, the one who initiated salvation to save Lee. In the name of Jesus, I pray this. Amen.
Hallelujah. God,
amen.
Love you.
Thank you so much.
I will send you an offering with a good
that's
testimony.
Fine.
You hear?
Listen, thank you. I love you. I got to sign off, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
Love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye. All right, that's awesome. That's awesome. We got a chance to pray someone in the kingdom this morning and do an actual healing right here on the air so you could hear it. Listen, I got to sign off right now. Okay, that thing took the last few seconds, but here's the deal. If you'd like to partner with us, please send your tithe or offering, or please just partner with us. Lifeline 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. Send your love gift, partner with us. Lifeline, box 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, send your offering to, or send any financial support. It's always welcome. It takes money to stay on the air. I'm just being honest with you. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. If you want prayer, if you want deliverance, whatever, trylifeline@gmail.com. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. That's it, man. Send your gift, send your offering and partner, Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. I love you.
Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.